Olivia Rodrigo, getting back at the Playhouse. 194 pulling a TRQ. A totally random question out of the Playhouse's box of totally random questions. This sounds like I'm opening a Christmas gift.
It does.
Oh, it sucks. Today's TRQ. What's a little thing you actually find super embarrassing? What is a little thing you actually find super embarrassing? Is there something fairly minor that you're like, oh gosh, I'm blushing, I'm embarrassed. I mean, isn't there, that could be a thousand things.
I mean,
you have your pants unzipped, you're going to be ashamed. You have food in your teeth, you're going to be ashamed. You got a bat in the cave, you're going to be ashamed. I feel like there's little things we all get super embarrassed about. Do you know shame? Are you a shameful person?
There's a couple of things that I do, and one of them is like I get embarrassed with my laugh. Like if I do my full on like real Joel D laugh, it's super embarrassing. And then there's another thing too, is like if somebody sings or if somebody like, I get embarrassed for other people too. So then my eyes start watering. It's like I'm not trying to cry, but like I just get embarrassed for other people when I know like they're not doing it how I would have done it.
But do you know that we recorded you one time because you're like, oh no, careful, I'm gonna full on Joel D laugh. We actually have it.
Do you actually have it?
Let's go. Pull that up. Hey, audio file, Joel D real laugh, genuine real laugh .mp3. That's what we want. That's pretty good.
That's pretty close.
I love it. I think it's a good laugh. You should do that more often.
I don't have the little chuckle at the end, but it's pretty dang close to that, too.
Yeah, do they still make Woody Woodpeckers?
I don't know, but he was one of my favorite cartoons, so that's probably where I got it from.
Back in the day, little thing you find super embarrassing, that is the TRQ this morning. 237, it's text 352708-28 with Maroon 5 Cardi B.
I'm
girls like
not
you.
To laugh like that.
194. It's Playhouse. 194, the totally random question. What's a little thing you actually find pretty embarrassing?
I hate being sung happy birthday to. I mean, whether it's at a restaurant or even at home, it just makes me uncomfortable and nervous. What am I supposed to do? Just sit there with a stupid grin on my face, sing along? I don't know. I hate that.
I don't think you're supposed to sing along. Happy birthday to me!
What are you supposed to do with yourself? Like, just sit there with a dumb grin on your face? Or like, I don't know. I get all goofy because I'm really embarrassed.
It's worse in a restaurant. The restaurant's
so
weird.
Bad.
Especially because it's not necessarily people. It's not started by people you know. It's started by the servers. And it's like,
It's so bad.
Leave the free dessert and go away.
I get weird too. Like she was saying, I'll just start singing happy birthday to myself. Like I was like, oh yeah, yeah, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Dear me. Happy birthday to me. We've seen some little things they find pretty embarrassing.
Somebody says, I am embarrassed that I cry all the time. Like happy things, sad things, just seeing someone else cry, I start bawling. It's embarrassing. I'm kind of the same way on that, too. Somebody else saying that they are embarrassed at their tendency to trip over absolutely nothing all the time. It's like I have two left feet.
That little thing, but you find it super embarrassing. 237, it's U.S. Tanks 35270. Sabrina Carpenter, Feather, 194 with the Playhouse in the morning. More music all day, 8:33 in the morning. It's Playhouse 194 talking about the totally random question here at 194 Morning Playhouse. That little thing you actually find super embarrassing.
So mine is involuntarily sneezing. I feel like if I'm out in public and I can't control it, it's just the worst. All eyes are on me.
And then you try to hold it in. It's like it just can't stop. It won't stop.
I feel like the harder I try to stop it from happening, the more I become like Godzilla.
Untrue! You hold that in one end, it's going to find somewhere to come out, and that could be worse.
No, now you're giving me nightmares. I hope that never. Ah!
It's the only way. I've tried not to make it worse.
I mean, I also sneeze so loud. Like, I'm sure. Well, yesterday I had a sneeze attack, and Joan, my office is right next to poor sweet Joan, and she just has to hate that her office is next to mine now.
Because
I don't hold them in. And like, if I'm in the studio, I hold them in, you know, vampire sneeze into my elbow pit. But holy macaroni, it cracks my back sometimes. And I had like five in a row yesterday, and I couldn't stop.
Yeah, throw your back out.
I know. It's
like something like that.
Chiropractic adjustment.
That little thing you actually find pretty embarrassing. And we are seeing some texted ones, too, and some love for your laugh that you don't like your laugh, but people like it.
I know. Yeah, somebody, thank you very much. I mean, my laugh, it's just because it's so loud. If it's the real, like, stop. Now you're making me not try to do it. All right. Somebody said if I have to go to the bathroom for a long time and the people I'm with, they just know that's embarrassing to them. Somebody else saying that laughing at inappropriate times, especially during serious conversations, it's so embarrassing. I just can't help it, though. I feel like that's me, too. I always just, like, interject with, like, inappropriate comments in some of those situations.
That's kind of your shtick, yeah.
I got you. I got you on that. And then somebody else saying it's embarrassing that I can't remember names. Even if I was just introduced to that person, I really can't remember their name after 2 seconds.
It's a little thing, but you actually find it super embarrassing. Hello?
You know, I should not be embarrassed by this. I'm 45 years old, but anytime I go to the pharmacy and they say, what's your date of birth? And I have to say I'm in my 40s, I feel like it's embarrassing because I'm like, I'm like putting the gray stuff in my hair to keep it from going gray. I feel like I look very trim and youthful. And when I have to admit my age in front of strangers and like the 20-year-old girl who's a cashier who's like, oh, you're old. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know people are doing the math and I'm embarrassed.
They basically could answer it on the loudspeaker, and then everybody's taking out their calculators.
Yeah, in front of everybody, like strangers behind you, the entire pharmacy, and they're like, what year? Sorry? 70? What? Oh, my gosh. Try to just say the month and day, and they're like, and what year?
Oh, people are rattling off their batteries, birthdays, left and right in a place like that. They're not really thinking about it. That's in your head, man.
Yeah, that's 100%. I mean, I know, like, at my age, too, but then, like, I just, because I don't act my age really either, so that's the weird thing, too, is, like, it feels weird to say how old I am out loud. It's just weird.
Do you think when sometimes you give your birthday place, they're like, are you sure?
Yeah, they're just like, what?
Are you sure that's your birthday?
It's like, do you want me to take my hat off? Because I have no hair. I'm bald. I'm okay with that, though.
It's a bald, beautiful life, man.
It is.
Bald, beautiful life.